There have been a couple of major changes that will allow the state, I think, to pass watershed legislation to protect both the quantity and quality of water. One was the passage of Amendment 1, where Floridians, by a margin of 75% in the last election, said that they wanted the state to use documentary stamp tax monies for conservation and preservation of the environment. So now we have a pot of money available. The second big change was a long-standing litigation that was finally settled between the U.S. government and the state of Florida over nutrient loadings into surface waters. And the state agreed that it would enact legislation and rules that would reduce that amount of pollution going into the waters.
They have to, right?
Well, yeah, they have to by court order. And we're realizing that we don't have enough water. As wet as Florida is, we've run out of cheap potable water. In Tampa Bay, for example, they had to invest in a very expensive desalinization plant because there wasn't enough cheap potable water. Here in Central Florida, we have come to realize that our future growth would be put in jeopardy unless we develop new water supplies, and we cannot just continue to pump out of the Florida aquifer. Because excessive pumping, we have learned, reduces lake levels and stream flows and spring flows, which is sort of like a canary in the mine telling us that we need to develop new water supply. So all of these things have come together, our realization of not enough water, new legislation, new money available, and court orders. And so I really think the legislature, and in fact, they're debating major watershed bills that would protect quantity of water and quality of waters, Nicole.
Because this is such a big issue for Florida, I'm going to let that watershed pun go for a second. In fact, I'm going to go there with you. Where is this new legislation in the pipeline? And
well,
what is it?
Well, last year, the Senate passed a bill 38-0 to protect springs, to provide quality and quantity protections, somewhat similar to what is being discussed again this year. This year, the House is debating a major bill along the lines we just discussed that would provide protection to 33 of the highest grade springs to provide boundaries around them, major reductions in nutrient loadings onto those springs and watersheds, and major reductions around Lake Okeechobee and the other major lakes. So this is pretty far reaching. Secondly, it would reduce pumping. It would reestablish what are called minimum flow levels that the springs and the rivers and others had to maintain. And the consequence is to reduce the pumping. And the effect of that is to require utilities to find new sources of water. Not going to be free. Also, to reduce the nutrient loads will require some retrofitting of sewer treatment plants or septic tanks or some combination of those things. Last year's estimate was $375 million a year of cost. That's what's being debated in the House. The Senate will follow, I think, with something similar to what they had last year. And I think this will be the year that it passes because, as we've said, A, there's legal requirements to do it, and B, there's money available.
And some of the problems before, lawmakers were saying that this would be expensive. But the fact that there is Amendment 1 now, that short-circuits that issue.
Yeah. Well, it mitigates it. I think it's going to be a lot more expensive than $375 million a year, and I think that Amendment 1's money may not be sufficient to pay for everything we need to do. That said, people are willing to pay a little more for fresh water and protecting our environment. They demonstrated that with Amendment 1, that they wanted the dock stamp money used for that purpose. And frankly, if costs for potable water went up a dollar a month, people aren't going to be that resistant to it. And that's the kind of thing that we will need to do in Florida because, again, our sources of cheap potable water have effectively run out, and we're going to have to invest more in our water supply systems. And this legislation will push that forward. All of this is critically important for the future of Florida, for our economy, and for the very things that we love about Florida. I mean, we love our climate and we love our environment. And it's not just ecotourism, which is important, but it's our daily lifestyles. And this kind of bill to reduce the pollution, especially of surface waters, to get, you know, mitigate the algal blooms and those kinds of things, tremendously valuable for all of us here in the state of Florida, Nicole.